Adams, Adamley, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Do you know the line, Feliz Navidad, Prosperos Año y Felicidad? Do you know what that means
in
good old-fashioned English?
Tell me.
Merry Christmas, a prosperous year, and happiness.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
Pick up the things. We got to let people know it is our Christmas show. First of two Christmas shows. It's really a sad bell there. It sounds like somebody in the reindeer is having trouble getting across the street.
They're on Ozempic this year.
Is that true?
Yeah, they're too skinny.
I didn't know that. You don't want a skinny Santa Claus. By the way, speaking of Santa Claus, Santa Claus is for everyone, so he can be whatever you want. And, I mean, if you want a tall, a short, or what have you, Santa Claus, absolutely, it's for everybody. But I think we can all agree it's time to get rid of the buff Santa Claus.
Oh, yes.
The Santa Claus who has a six-pack abs.
He doesn't eat cookies.
No, that's not right.
No.
Santa Claus should be heavy. I don't trust a thin chef, and I don't trust a ripped Santa Claus. But it's Christmas, and we at the Rock School Radio Show always do two Christmas shows, and it has to do with the business. Radio stations at Christmas, you know, everybody wants to go home, see their family, so they need additional content to fill the airwaves. So we always create two. And if you knew the numbers of the stations, you would know that these two shows usually show up on stations and states we don't even know about at this point in time. So we do it. What are we doing this year? Well, I was having a hard time figuring out a topic to do, and I thought to myself, well, Joe, I think it might be time for you to double up a topic and just redo the same content. You remember a few years ago, we did the history or the meaning behind Christmas carols.
Yes.
And we were, you know, what does it mean? God rest you, merry gentlemen, and all of that. I already had the content, so I was going to think, oh, let's just do it again. So what I did was decide to expand it a little bit. So I went to Spotify's most played 100 Christmas songs, and it goes far beyond carols, and it gave me a good 60 Christmas songs, which allowed me then to go research the song and figure out what exactly is the history of the tunes. So we're going to do that for the next two shows. I'm going to say to you what the Christmas carol is, not even a Christmas carol, Christmas song, tell you some background on it, and we'll play some Christmas music because we're festive that way.
Yeah, we are.
For the hey of it, I asked AI, what was the very first Christmas song, Christmas hymn? It came up with Angel's Hymn by Saint Telesippus. Let's go with that. Of Rome, 2nd century, considered to be the first Christmas song. Uh-huh. All music and lyrics are lost. Oh, now, how? How do you know it's the for Christmas? Forget it.
Doesn't the Catholic Church have everything
you
at the
would
Vatican?
Think, yeah, get down into the bowels
get
of
in
the
there.
Vatican.
Oh,
yeah.
That song.
They got everything down there, man. I think they even have cable. However, the one that AI suggested was the oldest that still exists is a 4th century Latin hymn called Jesus. There's no way I get this right. Jesus Refilsit Omnium by St. Hilary of Poitiers. if you are an academic and I mispronounce that, sorry. Believe it or not, there are people that still perform it. Here's about 20 seconds of it. And there you have it, that song that I said earlier, because I don't want to try it again. It wasn't until the 12th century that Silent Night, really the first modern, came into being. What happened was, it seems that a church organ in Oberdorf, Austria, was broken. So they took this poem that was written by Joseph Moore and put it to a guitar, and there you have it. That's where Silent Night came from. All right, let's continue forward. Baby, it's cold outside. Remember about 3 years ago, people lost their mind?
Oh, yeah.
That it was, oh, he's being horrible, he's this, he's that. It's absolutely not true. It became a holiday favorite, but originally was a party song written by Frank Loesser and his wife Lynn, and they performed it to entertain guests. It gets picked up in the movie Neptune's Daughter, where it was performed twice, one with Ricardo Montalban trying to persuade Esther Williams to stay, and then again with Betty Garrett using the same lyrics to try to get Red Skelton to stay. You see, that's what people missed in that whole thing that went on. In 2019, John Legend and Kelly Clarkson took on the song and did a version that's more supportive and respectful. The thing is, all you remember is the one where the guy's talking to the girl. You never miss the one where the girl's talking to the guy.
Right.
By the way, Academy Award for Best Original Song the year that the movie Neptune's Daughter came out. I'll give you one more, and then you choose which one you want to hear. All I Want for Christmas Is You. I'm not going to play the Mariah Carey version. December 26 becomes the first ringtone to achieve gold certification. Sold more than 500,000. It is then the first ringtone to ever be certified platinum.
Wow.
And then the first to be double platinum in 2009. It's also her first number one in Japan. However, she is being sued and sued and sued. It finally got thrown out. A guy named Vince Vance and the Valiants recorded a completely different song called All I Want for Christmas Is You back in 1989. And he's not wrong. The song sounds like what Mariah Carey sings. So, Tammy, I ask you, it's time to play a song. You want Silent Night, Baby It's Cold Outside, or Vince Vance of the Valiants, All I Want for Christmas Is You? What do you
Vince
want?
Vince Vance.
Absolutely.
Of
course. Here you go. Hey, Merry Christmas, son. Rock School. It's all been kicked out of courts. If you want to look it up and read it, I mean, it goes on for paragraphs. He tried, he stopped, he tried, he stopped, he came back, and finally it was kicked out of court altogether. But we're not talking about loss inside of the court system of the United States of America. We're talking about Christmas. Now, my favorite things. That's Julie Andrews. You know it's from The Sound of Music. It was
right.
Written by Rodgers and Hammerstein. It is part of a group of songs that are Christmas songs that aren't about Christmas, like Jingle Bells.
like a Christmas movie that's played in Christmas, but it really isn't about Christmas?
No, that's about Nazis. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Winter Wonderland, Marshmallow World, Baby It's Cold Outside, Jingle Bell Rock, none of them are really about Christmas. Now,
right.
Someone's going to fight with me that Jingle Bell Rock is about Christmas, but I know things.
When else? When would we do the Jingle Bell Rock if we didn't do it at Christmas?
Well, I would think it would be around Thanksgiving. The idea. No, I'm not kidding. Jingle Bells was written by Pierpont in order to be part of a Thanksgiving celebration. We did this in
I
the
know
old
you did.
Show.
Yes.
But yeah, it wasn't for Christmas. I mean, when you're talking about jingle bells, you're talking about the bells on a horse. We just made it a Christmas song because I want the Ronettes to sing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because it's a happy song written in a minor key, which actually is clever, makes it really memorable. So there's a little bit about that. Blue Christmas. Now, what everybody thinks is, oh, 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 blue. And, of course, Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley did not do that song first. All of you in the 1950s who had a breakup around Christmas and would play that and would cry, and you'd also listen to I'll Be Home for Christmas. That's where the...
Cried like a baby.
Oh, yeah, that's where the guy, I'll Be Home for Christmas, if only in my dreams, because he's in the Army.
Yes.
He's in the theater. It's entirely possible.
Like a baby.
However, the song was originally released by Western actor Doy... D-O-Y-E, Doy?
Doy? Yeah.
Doe? Doy?
I'd say Doy.
Doy O'Dell in 1948. Of course, 2 years later, it becomes a remake by Ernest Tubbs. And I say, of course, as if you knew all of that.
Uh-huh.
Elvis Presley then records it in 1957 for his Elvis Christmas album. So, My Favorite Things or Blue Christmas, which would you like?
Oh, My Favorite Things.
Really? I was going to play
the
Doy O'Dell one.
Oh, that's the... I didn't know that was a choice.
Yeah, I wasn't going to play the Elvis one.
Okay,
you want to hear the original?
No, yeah, give me the original.
Okay, here's Doy. There's no way we're pronouncing that correctly on Rock School.
Doy.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
All right, we're talking about Christmas songs, not necessarily carols, but a little bit of background on each of them. Every year you hear, 'cause we need a little Christmas. Right this very minute. It is not a happy song at all. If you know where it came from, it's from the Broadway show MAME. It's also where you get, I never should have bought him those damn long pants. Written by a guy named Jerry Herman. It's from 1966. It's about a woman named Mame, actually the original. In fact, the one that you can grab is by Angela Lansbury, the song. She loses all of her money in the Wall Street crash of 1929, and everybody is just, oh no, everything's gone horrible, it's terrible, blah, blah, blah. So she, in the play, says, we've got to bring up some spirits, we've got to be happy, and she begins to sing, We Need a Little Christmas. Playing a piano.
Love it.
If there is a piece of trivia in there that you might take away, there's a line that goes, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little. You know what a spinet is?
No. Tell me.
A spinet is a piano, but because it is smaller than a usual piano, it was built to be in people's home. But if you get a piano and it's built to be smaller, that's what's known as a spinet. There you have it.
I did not know that.
How about this one? It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Bing.
Where do you think that came from? Oh, yeah, Bing did it. Absolutely. So did every other person with a voice. It came from, again, Broadway. That's why I put these two together. It was inside of the Music Man, as in 76 trombones in the big parade until there was you.
Really?
Yeah, that's where it came from. That's all I got on that one, so that's short.
That ain't much.
I'll give you another one. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Now, that's by Bobby Helm, okay? Jingle Bell Rock was around the same time. Joe Beal and Jim Booth, they were the songwriters, and it was their first song. Yeah, and it goes to number one.
Wow.
One of them worked in PR. The other was a copy editor. They never again wrote a song that charted. So their one tune, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, shot to number one. However, not that I'm trying to push you towards a choice, the B-side of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree was Captain Santa Claus and His Reindeer Space Patrol.
No.
Okay. So,
no.
So you can hear, we need a little Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Or Captain Santa Claus and His Reindeer Space Patrol. Pick that one. Pick that one. I was hoping you'd pick that one.
Absolutely.
It's Bobby Helm on Rock School.
The word had spread from town to town that Santa's sleigh had broken down and there would be no toys this Christmas day. When suddenly a cry was heard, up in the sky, is that a bird? And all the children shouted, hip hooray!
Hip hooray!
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. Reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss. Every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
Coming into the first break on this, our first of two Christmas shows. You hear that? That's how you shake sleigh bells.
I'm sorry. Mine were kind of sad.
Let me do it again here. That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's happy.
Let me put it down nicely. There we go. Last Christmas by George Michael. Have you ever listened to it? It really has little to do with Christmas. It's about a failed relationship that happened around the time. The thing is, as big as it was, you would think he'd be a rich man.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. All the money went to famine relief in Africa. Ironically, it sat at number two for 3 weeks because Do They Know It's Christmas, which, by the way, George Michael sang on,
right,
kept it out of the top spot. And by the way, it's still the highest-selling Christmas song in the UK. A lot of people kind of got angry because it really resembles Barry Manilow's hit Can't Smile Without You. And the publisher of Can't Smile Without You, by the way, Manilow didn't write it, took legal action and it was pushed away. But when you hear it, you're kind of like, oh, I can hear it.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, take a listen. The song came out during the Rickroll phenom. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And it seemed to be a Rickroll of itself. In the UK, if the song plays at Christmas, it's known as getting whammed.
I love Wham.
Thank you, everybody. Mm-hmm. All right. I should probably do two more. Now I'll do one more. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I sing that on the last day of classes every semester. And it goes, it's the most wonderful time of the semester. All the children have said it. They want extra credit. They're getting a D. It's the most wonderful time to be me. Thank you very much. George Weil wrote the thing. Does the name George Weil ring a bell with you?
George Weil.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, just sit right back and you'll hear a tale, tale of a fateful trip. Yeah. He wrote the Gilligan's Island theme. It was written specifically for Andy Williams, which basically everybody knows, for his Christmas album. However, it wasn't the single from the album. The single from the album that came out was White Christmas. And what they found out was that people had had it up to here with White Christmas. So they quickly sent out It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Really?
New melody, what have you. And it shoots high up into the charts. So there you have it. Who's listening to us?
KHNS, Skagway, Alaska.
I'll bet it's cold up there. I'm just going to take a guess. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Break on Christmas, at least our first of the two Christmas shows this year, Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano. Do you know the line, Feliz Navidad, Prosperos Año y Felicidad? Do you know what that means good old-fashioned English?
Tell me.
Merry Christmas, a prosperous year, and happiness.
That's beautiful.
I probably could have gotten Prosperos Año y Felicidad. I'm thinking of like Felicia Richard, and he had something that he liked her and said, no, it means happiness. And it, when we go to Mexico, isn't it fun that I attempt to use whatever Spanish I got?
I just let you do it.
Oh, you know, I actually paid too much at a flea market one time because I got 20, mm-hmm. 20,
yeah.
And 30 mixed up. And the woman kept saying a lesser number, and I thought she was saying 30-something, and I was saying 20-something. I just paid her and walked away.
She was so happy.
She was.
She's like, no. And
here.
You're like, yes, take my money, please.
Here, you idiot. Why is it in English at all? We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Why was it in English at all? It was done that way because Jose Feliciano was told, look, unless you put some English in there, nobody is going to play it on the radio.
Really?
I'm not sure that would be true. And by the way, according to the RIAA, it was the number 21 most performed Christmas song of all time.
Congratulations.
Cool. Excellent. Do you remember Paul McCartney? Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Paul McCartney did this at his farm. He had a little studio at the farm that he and his wife and kids would go to. He played all the instruments himself. If you remember, right at the beginning, it goes bwomp, 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 that weird
mm-hmm.
bwomp noise. That was what's known as a sequential circuits Prophet 5. Betty Davis Eyes uses one. What a Fool Believes uses one, but that's where he got it. The video was directed by Russell McKay, who also did Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. Paul himself states it's one of his most successful, money-wise, songs.
Really?
Because it gets trotted out every year. Furthermore, a lot of people want it in their movies. He said it makes him close to $400,000 per year. Gosh. I agree.
I'm choking on that one.
Do you want to
wow.
hear? Do you want to hear Feliz Navidad or Wonderful Christmas Time? Couldn't care less. Which
wonderful
one do you want?
Christmas Time.
Absolutely. Here on Rock School.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. Oh, 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 oh.
Merry Christmas. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. Once again, I will handle the sleigh bells.
You do a much better job. Thank you. Like someone's paying you to do it.
Let me drop these here. That's good.
Ouch.
That's what we're looking for. That hurt in the headphones, didn't it?
Goodness.
Happy Xmas. War is over.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the song Do You Hear What I Hear, it is based in anti-war sentiment. When you're talking about Do You Hear What I Hear, it was written during the Cuban Missile Crisis. So when they say Do You Hear What I Hear, they are talking about a bomb. Not kidding. Many believe at the beginning of Happy Xmas, War is Over, it's actually, what do they think it is? Happy Christmas, Yoko. Happy Christmas, John. They think it's each other wishing each other Happy Christmas, which is the way you say it in the UK. It's not. If you get right up on it, maybe even put on headphones, it's Happy Christmas, Kyoko. Kyoko Chan Cox is Yoko's daughter with Anthony Cox. And then John whispers, Happy Christmas, Julian, which is Julian Lennon, his son, with Cynthia.
Nice.
Yep, there you go. All right, let's take a little break here and do 7 days and 70 seconds. Here be the dates. December 15th through December 21. You got Monday, Tammy. Go.
December 15, 1949, the Birdland Jazz Club, named after Charlie Parker, opens in New York City. It becomes the spot for jazz greats until it closes in 1965.
December 16th, 1993, Nirvana's Unplugged concert airs up on MTV.
December 17, 1997, MP3.com goes online, allowing independent artists to make their music available for download. It will be sold in 2001. And pretty much gone a year later.
December 18, 1998, Alice Cooper's Cooperstown Restaurant opens up in Phoenix, Arizona.
December 19, 1980, 9 to 5, starring Dolly Parton,
opens
in theaters.
She also sings the theme song. Yeah, Darley. I love Darley Parton. That's her brother, isn't it, Darley? December 20th, 1980, Just Like Starting Over, gives John Lennon his first number one single as a solo artist in the UK. Tops the charts just 12 days after his assassination. And then December 21, Elvis Presley meets, by the way, 1970, Elvis Presley meets President Richard Nixon at the White House. The photo has become the most requested from the White House itself.
Love that photo.
One more to tell you about. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Love it.
It was done by Jimmy Boyd when he was 13 years old. And you got to listen to the song. It ran into some trouble. It was back in 1953, and people thought it was too risque that his mother was having an affair with Santa Claus. Okay, come on back. Grab the reins. It was banned in Boston. The Catholic Archdiocese decried the song, but an investigation by the Boston Globe found no evidence of actions upon this. If you listen to the whole song, in the last verse, it makes it fairly clear that the woman who his mother is kissing, or the man, wow, that would have been worse,
yeah,
wouldn't
that,
it?
Yeah, that isn't it. Wow. What's going on here?
Professional radio, done while you wait. The guy that mom was kissing is his father in a Santa suit. Yeah. Now, back then, 53, we didn't have a whole lot of gold albums, silver albums, that kind of thing, platinum and all that. So what the record label did was give Jimmy Boyd, who was a horseman, he liked riding horses, a silver-mounted saddle with the inscription presented by Columbia Records to Jimmy Boyd commemorating 3 million records of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. So to him, that was pretty cool.
Did he get some money also?
Oh, I'm positive of it. Positive of it. Okay, what do you want to hear? Happy Christmas, War is Over, or Happy Xmas, or I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus? Which one?
Oh, well, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Excellent. Jimmy Boyd here on Rock School.
Salt. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white.
Coming into the second break, Merry Christmas, everyone. Let us talk about that song exactly by Shakin' Stevens, Merry Christmas, everyone. It was recorded in 1984, but because of Band Aid, the same thing that kept Last Christmas out of number one,
right,
they stopped it. And what they did was shelve it until the next year, 1985, and it shoots to number one. The concern is this: when you have a Christmas song, you only have so much time to play it. It's even worse in the UK because radio stations, and by the way, radio is still very important in the UK, you actually pay a fee to watch TV and to listen to the radio. That's what keeps the BBC, a government entity, going. And the BBC has very specific rules to things. And what they will only do is play a song 3 weeks before Christmas if it is a Christmas song. So you got to be a hit out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And he was. Just thought I'd point that out to you. One of my favorite Christmas songs, absolutely, is This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. It has that real famous da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just gorgeous. Donny Hathaway wrote the music. A woman in 1967, Nadine McKinner, who was a postal worker at the time, was trying to deliver her mail. She was a postal worker, but it was snowing like a son of a gun. So she was making up lyrics to try and make herself forget about how cold her toes were.
Really?
She says that straight away. The line, "I'm gonna get to know you better," she said, was inspired, I think that's a nice way of saying stolen, from Spanky and Our Gang's "I'd Like to Get to Know You, Yes I Would." Hathaway loved the lyrics and set out to write, quote, "the definitive Black Christmas song." It has, even having a movie done around it at the time, become pretty much what Hathaway wanted it to be. However, he did not live to see it.
Aww.
Because in 1979, he died by suicide. He had some mental concerns. He believed people were hooking machines up to his head while he slept in order to steal his music.
Aww.
Yeah, and he jumped from a very tall space. And so there you go. Who's listening to us here on the Rock School Radio Show?
KPVL, Decorah, Iowa.
Back in a minute. Merry Christmas on Rock School. Coming out of the break, I have one of the most difficult decisions. I'm going to offer two songs. Good luck picking between the two of them, because no matter which one you choose, you're going to upset part of the audience. Do you know the song Run, Rudolph, Run?
I do.
Okay, that's the one by Chuck Berry. A lot of you think it's Run, Run, Rudolph, because that's what he says in the song.
Yeah.
It's actually Run, Rudolph, Run. When Lynyrd Skynyrd redid it, they made the change to make it Run, Run, Rudolph. If you also listen, it says, "Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind." You know that song?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Run, Run, Rudolph, Randolph ain't too far behind.
Who in the heck is Randolph?
Who's Randolph? It is Randolph the Flat-Nosed Reindeer by Homer and Jethro in 1953.
No, you're making that up.
Like I said, we're not there yet. Now, that's the first one you can choose. Okay? The second one, Step Into Christmas. That's Elton John. Huge song. I don't know why, but Step Into Christmas by Elton John and Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas. They live on the same brain cell.
Okay, you get them mixed up.
When I think of one, I think of the other. The story goes, Bernie Taupin and Elton John wrote it in the morning and they recorded it in the afternoon. And the whole point was, let's create a thank you card to the listeners. They're so good to us. He had two hit albums that year, Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player, and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Ooh.
You know, let's throw him this happy tune.
Thank you.
Okay. However, and by the way, Kiki D sang back up. As in, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Sang back up.
Worst haircut in the world. look up a picture of her in the, 70s?
Yeah.
It's bad.
73. It was cool for the time. However, the B-side of that record was Ho, 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 Who'd Be a Turkey at Christmas? So here are your choices. You can listen to Randolph, the Flat-Nosed Reindeer, or you can listen to Ho, 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 Who'd Be a Turkey at Christmas. Choose. Choose. Choose.
Who wears bells? The Flat-Nosed Reindeer,
that's
who.
There you go. It's Randolph. That's the one I'd play, Homer.
First day, he jumped on the back of a Chevrolet, and the backfire took his breath away. Randolph, the Flat-Nosed Reindeer, wished his nose would glow instead, but it would never light up, 'cause his batteries were dead. Randolph the Flat-Nosed Reindeer.
All right, coming out of Homer and Jethro, by the way, Ho, 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 Who'd Be a Turkey at Christmas? Usually we have time to play two songs at the end of the show, so whatever I play out of this break, listen and you'll probably get a little bit of Ho, Ho, Ho.
Thank goodness, huh?
All right, two more to go through. Merry Christmas, Darling, Carpenters. Just gorgeous, no question. However, it wasn't written by the Carpenters. A kid who was in music school at the time, his name was Frank Pooler, wrote the song in 1944 for a girlfriend, but she dumped him before he could give it to her. Ain't that the way? So, cut to 1966. Pooler is in the choir directing the California State University Long Beach Choir. Karen and Richard were both part of it and were a couple of his favorite students. He gave the lyrics to Richard, who rewrote the music to fit the band.
Wow.
In 1970, they hit with They Long to Be Close to You, We've Only Just Begun, and they wrapped out the year with Merry Christmas, Darling.
Wow.
I'm going to guess that guy didn't have to stay at UCal Long Beach very long. That was a good amount of money. Also, we'll finish with this one. Christmas, Baby Please Come Home. This is a great little bit of trivia. It's the lead single from Phil Spector's, he was also the author of the song, A Christmas Gift for You. By the way, Cher sang back up on the tune. However, the day the single and the album was released, Kennedy was assassinated. Mm. So both were completely withdrawn, taken out. Phil Spector had Darlene Love record the song as Johnny Please Come Home and released it, and that's what was used. However, in the 70s and 80s, people who were musicians loved this darn song, Baby Please Come Home, Christmas Baby Please Come Home, so much that it got covered and covered and covered. And where it really exploded into the zeitgeist was in 1986, David Letterman, who was a huge fan, had Darlene Love come and sing the tune on the final show before the Christmas break every year.
Wow.
And after Letterman retired, The View picked up the tradition. And that's really where it came into being. So what would you like, my love? Would you like Merry Christmas, Darling? Or would you like Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home from Darlene Love?
Oh, Darlene Love.
I would do the same. And if we have time, a little ho, 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 who'd be a turkey from Elton John. We're done. We'll see you next week. We're going to do the same thing. A whole bunch more songs. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
Merry Christmas. Class is dismissed for today.